Hey, everybody. Welcome back. My name is David Bennett, and you're listening to the Arist podcast. Thanks for tuning in. So back in 2018, I took a risk and decided to build a recording studio, the one I'm sitting in right now. And it took a long time to build the studio properly, so much so that when I was finally ready to open my doors and do business, it was actually just 4 days into the pandemic shutdown. And that also meant that all of the business I had, for the most part, basically just disappeared within that month. Now, I was lucky because there were some people I was able to keep working with, and I'm very, very grateful for those people. But in that time frame, it was like the whole music industry, as I knew it, basically just collapsed. And so I had to get creative about how I was going to make money and think about growing my small business. And I'll admit, it was a terrible, chaotic, difficult time. It was one of the most challenging times in my life. But during that time, I basically made a shift to working on podcasts because while the music industry was flailing about, the podcast industry exploded. And so I made a dramatic shift to equip myself, not only to be able to work on podcasts, but to be able to make and record one myself, which is where this show comes from. I just had this idea that I could get more work if I could just show that I'm capable of doing it myself and all the processes involved. And of course, anytime that you choose to put yourself or your voice out into the world, one of the byproducts is that you are also inviting all of the little fears and anxieties that trouble you. You're inviting those fears and anxieties to come to the surface, and you're going to display those in front of everyone. I was actually already used to this in the world of music, but I wasn't used to it in the world of podcasting, which introduced a whole new set of challenges. Challenges I was totally fine with in a private environment, but not so much in a world where you're speaking to anyone who happens to tune in. Let's just say it introduces a whole new level of self-doubt and insecurity. And in that negative space is the place today's recommendation comes from. Because as I was navigating that desert of confidence, I stumbled upon this character, Alex Hormozi. Now, I will admit, Alex was a little intense for me at first. But I just didn't understand him. And I would have been a lot better off if I would have listened to his advice a lot sooner. But I had to go through the journey myself. And to this day, very few voices have been as useful and valuable to me as Mr. Hormozi's, especially when it comes to how I think about my small business and ventures like this podcast or my music. So quick bio, Alex Hormozi is an entrepreneur, author. He's got a new book coming out soon. He's also a business coach, and he's well known for his expertise in scaling businesses and creating efficient sales processes. He's the founder of Acquisition.com, a portfolio of companies, and he's gained recognition for sharing valuable insights on business growth, marketing strategies, and entrepreneurship. I discovered Alex on Twitter last spring when I was rethinking my business strategy. And so I have to say, if you are starting a serious effort about anything, like a podcast or some other difficult personal project, or you're looking for ways to rethink your business, or even if you're struggling with the dynamics of how business is done these days, with massive attention given to social media and whatnot, I think Alex might be very useful to you. I really enjoy checking in on Alex's social media, where he posts video content, but I also really love his podcast appearances. In fact, just this morning at the gym, I was listening to his latest appearance on the Modern Wisdom podcast, which is hosted by Chris Williamson. And I'm not kidding you, I woke up this morning immediately feeling overburdened by the tasks on my to-do list. But after listening to a good chunk of that podcast, which is typically hours long, I am like totally ready to go, ready to overcome all my fears and anxieties and to take steps forward. So if that sounds like something you might enjoy, I highly recommend you dig into his content. For now, here is a little preview of one of his recent videos that really spoke to me.
Don't build confidence, build evidence. Confidence comes as a result of evidence, not the other way around. Confidence without evidence is a delusion. It's you beating your chest, looking at yourself in the mirror, trying to pretend you're something you're not. Do it so you get the confidence, but don't think you need confidence to do it. So the whole idea of fake it until you make it should switch to walk it before you talk it, right? Prove it to yourself so you don't need to prove it to other people, and let your path do your talking for you. Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Get used to it. If you aren't willing to suck, you're never going to get good. Losers stay losers because they aren't willing to lose. It takes a lot for a skill to transfer between domains. And so if you want to get good at the thing, don't try and do something to the left of it. Just do the thing. I could have either spent 30 minutes every day looking at myself in the mirror and telling myself I was going to be a great sales guy, or I could have reviewed the fucking script. Which one do you think would make me a better salesperson? Reviewing the script. You can take all the time that you're trying to spend psyching yourself up, and you'll feel significantly more confident not having done that and simply knowing what you're going to say, which you get from practice. The world belongs to those who can keep doing without seeing the result of their doing. And the longer you can wait to see the result of your doing while still continuing to do is the extent to which you can win big in life. For example, to be a top 1% podcaster, you have to upload 21 podcasts. 21, top 1%. 90% of people don't get past one. 9% don't get past 20. And then 1% of podcasters, of all of them, make it to 21 plus. So when people say try harder, it usually just means don't give up. The price for excellence has never been so low.
All right, so that is a little preview of Alex Hormozi. As you can see, he is a high octane character. But when you're trying new things and you're trying them for the first time, or it's really up to you to create the structure for your business or imagine new ways of making your business work, it's just really helpful to have a perspective like that to help you navigate all the fears and anxieties and roadblocks that come in between you and the goals you want to reach. So I really enjoy Alex's content, and I highly recommend you check out his work if you're into growing your business and working on projects that will be motivated by you. All right, that is all for now. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next one.